Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. My name is Krista. I'm the founder of Motherhood Simplified. I am a mom of five, and we have been living clutter-free since 2013. So we have five kids. My house is decluttered. That doesn't mean that it's perfectly clean all the time. It is not Pinterest perfect. It is not Instagrammable, but it works for me. And it is easy to clean up. It looks nice. It feels good to be in. And it definitely looks like seven people live here. So this episode is all about the mom, who I'm assuming is you, who wants to declutter her home so that she's not embarrassed by it. When people come over, she can take photos of her home freely. If you're like I used to do, which was like strategically place the kids in the one spot of the house that looks decent, or zoom in really close so that you can't see what's behind it. Just being able to invite people over if you want to, and having a home that feels good in, but also not wanting the pressure of living up to these unrealistic standards and expectations of what our homes should look like. So what is the balance, and how do you find that balance? How do you tell when your home is just a normal amount of lived in, like having people living in it, evidence of people living here, versus totally cluttered and out of control? So the first way that you tell is that it's really all about how you feel in your home on a regular basis. How do you feel when you walk into your home after you're coming home from work or from the grocery store or from the park? Do you clench up? Do you get instantly annoyed because there's a pile of stuff waiting for you at the door? Do you want to avoid being home? You would rather go to the park or find anything to do other than be at home because there's so much work for you waiting when you get there in the form of things like laundry, dishes, toys, piles of stuff, papers. And how do you feel when you wake up in the morning? And for me, it used to be that I would wake up in the morning and not only would I be bombarded by my kids' needs and everything, you know, their food and getting ready for school and getting ready for work, but I would also be bombarded by the laundry that I didn't finish yesterday, by the messes in the bathroom, by the laundry on the floor in the bathroom, by the dishes in the sink from last night. And I'm trying to get the kids breakfast, but I can't because there's dishes from last night. All the toys thrown around the room, waking up to toys in my bedroom, just thrown all over. That's how I used to feel when I wake up. It was very overwhelming. It was very chaotic. How do you feel when you wake up in the morning? And how do you feel when you go to bed? For me, when I went to bed, it would just be like I was exhausted, tired, like just wanted to go to bed. But right when I would lay down to relax, instantly in my mind, I'd be going through the list of things that I didn't get done that I need to get done the next day, wondering why I was so exhausted and had done so much throughout the day, yet still feel like I got nothing done. So those two times of the day are really important and helpful for you to tune into. How do you feel when you wake up and go to bed? Because that's how I used to feel. And I want to tell you now, it's completely different. When I felt that way, we had three kids. Now we have five kids. And when I wake up in the morning, I have space. I have time to get things done. And when I was in seasons of having tiny babies, because currently when I'm recording this podcast, I have a 2- and a 3-year-old. But when they were teeny tiny, sleeping in my bed, breastfeeding 24/7, that meant that I could wake up in the morning and tend to their needs, which were the most immediate thing. So I was still waking up to having a to-do list, but my to-do list was meet the needs of the baby, not meet the needs of the baby and get caught up on yesterday. And now that they're a little bit older and sleeping through the night, I wake up and I have space. I can drink my coffee alone. I can work out. I can get some work done. I can hang out with my husband because I don't have to wake up to a to-do list. And when I go to bed, I can just go to bed and hang out with my husband or read a book or watch a show or record a podcast like I'm doing right now at 10:30 at night. Everything's taken care of. I've got space. And it's so different from how it used to be. And it can be this way for you too. Now, again, I just want to let you know that if you're in a demanding season of life with tiny babies or kids who don't sleep through the night, don't feel bad about this, okay? I know sleep is a sensitive subject, and I know mornings can be a very sensitive topic as well, but how do you feel in your home? Okay. How do you feel in your home on a regular basis, on an average day? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it overwhelming? Do you want to cry? Are you just at ease? Some of us are listening to this podcast and you feel good. That's great. That's okay, because how you feel in your home is the invitation that you give to others to feel when they come to your home. So if people come over to your home and you're apologizing for the mess, whether the mess is there or not, they're going to match that, right? You're like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry for the mess. It's been a busy week. I haven't been able to clean up. And instead of them just coming over to be with you and hang out with you, they're going to be like, oh, no, don't worry. It's fine. Like, I understand it. I've got this, right? They're going to match that. Most people will. Maybe you have some amazing friends who are just have some amazing kind of answer, but most people are going to match that. And on the other end of it, if you feel at ease, if you feel good in your home, when people come over to your home, they're going to match that too. Now, this doesn't have to be guests that you're inviting over. This can be your family, right? The other people who live inside of the home with you. How you feel in your home is how other people feel in your home. So if you're feeling good, if you're feeling confident, if you're feeling in control, that's a good sign that you have just a normal amount of mess of having kids. If you are constantly overwhelmed, constantly stressed out, constantly feeling like you're behind, that likely means that you have too much clutter. Now, if your house is decluttered and you are holding yourself to unfair and unrealistic Pinterest standards of what a home should look like with kids, then the people who are in your home with you are going to feel that as well. They're going to feel that perfectionism. They're going to feel that kind of like hypercritical being. And it doesn't feel great. So that's something to be aware of too. Like maybe your house is decluttered and maybe your expectations just don't match the reality of what it looks like to have people living in a home. Now, if people are coming over and they are critical or judgmental of your home or you in general, that is their problem, not yours. So none of this applies to rude, judgmental people. Now, the second way to figure out if you are living within a normal amount of mess for you of just having kids in your home is how much time do you feel like you need to get ready to have people come over? And just having people come over is one way to gauge this because how you feel in your home is how they're going to feel in your home. And how much time does it take for you to feel like you are ready? What is on your bare minimum list for having company over? For me, it's wiping down the toilets to make sure that there's no pee on the toilet because I have five kids, making sure that the counters are just like wiped down of any gross, sticky stuff. I don't want people getting coffee and like sticking to the counter, which can happen in a house of five kids. And just making sure that the random things that are thrown around the house are put away. If my kids have had a busy morning and they've taken out all of their things, I'm going to have them put most of it away. So basically, for me, it's doing a nightly reset just before people come over. If you don't know what the nightly reset is, there is a podcast episode explaining to you what this is, but basically it's getting your house ready for the next day, wrapping up like doing the dishes, finishing up any laundry that's left in the dryer, clearing off the counters and the spaces or the couches or putting things back where they go. And for me, the nightly reset takes about 15 minutes. Because that's about all the time that I have to spend on it. That's about all the time that I'm willing to spend on it. I could make my nightly reset last 30 minutes and have more stuff, but I don't want to spend 30 minutes a night getting my house ready and cleaned up. So 15 minutes is about all I need if somebody wants to drop in. Now, I don't like drop-in guests, but if I were to have drop-in guests, it would take about 15 minutes. And that's a really good way to gauge, like, what's a normal amount of mess for you? Do you feel like you can get back in control in 20 minutes or less? Or is it going to take you a few hours to feel like you're back in control? I personally don't believe that moms have the time or the bandwidth to spend hours a day just cleaning up their house and maintaining the messes. It really can be done at the end of the day in about 15 minutes. Now, I am also going to preface this that throughout the day, I'm doing dishes on the spot. Like immediately after eating, we do the dishes. It's not like I don't do anything all day and just at the end of the day, it's 15 minutes. It's my house is manageable so that I can do little things like have the kids put their shoes in the closets, have them put their backpacks away, have them clean up their toys when it gets too messy. And at the end of the day, a full reset of putting everything back, of finishing up those loose ends, I can get done. But that's in the nightly reset episode. So go listen to that. I just wanted to preface that. It's not like I only do 15 minutes of cleaning my house every day. I do 5 minutes here and there as needed. And then at the end of the day, it's 15 minutes start to finish. Okay, now the final way to figure out if you have a normal amount of mess in your home is to understand what the purposes of each room in your house are. So when you have kids, it's really, really important to be clear on what the spaces in your home are serving. So it doesn't have to stay serving the same purpose forever. So, for example, we have two toddlers right now and three big kids. So, our bedrooms are upstairs, and that means that I have toys downstairs for my toddlers because they can't play upstairs in their bedroom alone, and we spend most of our time down in the living area. And so, we have to have toys in our living area. And then the big kids have toys in their bedrooms, and we have our home set up to serve a whole lot of different purposes. Each space has a specific purpose. Each space is designated to holding certain items in our home. And that helps you figure out what is a normal amount of mess for you. If all of the things in your house are creating messes in all of the corners of your house, that is likely a sign that your house is too cluttered. So, for example, for me, what that looked like was that we had in our house in Alaska, when we had three kids prior to decluttering, we had two bedrooms full of toys. So, walls lined, toys all around each wall, toys on shelves, toys in closets, toys under beds in two bedrooms. And then we had toys in our living room. And then the toys trickled out into all of the other areas of the house, into the kitchen, into the bathrooms, into the shower, into my and my husband's bedroom. Toys everywhere. And that was not a normal amount of mess for me because I didn't feel good in my home that way. It felt very overwhelming. It was way too much. And it wasn't just the toys that were everywhere. It was clothes and crafts and papers and bags and games and gift wrap. I have gift wrap in every closet. And the messes were just everywhere. And it wasn't a normal or decent, a right amount of mess for me because I didn't feel good in my home. I didn't feel good when I walked into my home. I didn't feel good when I was waking up and going to bed. I didn't feel good in my home in general. And when we had guests come over for a birthday party or a barbecue or whatever, it would take me a couple days to get ready for that. Not because I was worried about what they would think or being judged by them, but because that's what I needed to do in order to feel like I was ready to have people come over to my home and feel good about it. And even when I did that, I still didn't feel good about it because it took so much work and I was so overwhelmed and I was so worried about it all coming undone, which it did very quickly, no matter how much I did. And getting myself to a place where I know what purpose everything in my home serves. I know what a manageable amount to me is and what that feels like, has made it so that I know what this normal amount of mess looks like for me. And it's not a Pinterest perfect standard. And I don't feel bad about that. And I'm not judging myself for that anymore, which is exactly what I used to do. I used to judge myself because my house never looked Pinterest or picture perfect, or it wasn't Instagrammable. And you know what? My house is still not Instagrammable. I mean, it looks fine. It looks like seven people live in here, but it feels good to me. And because it feels good to me, I'm sure that makes it look a lot better and makes it a lot more inviting for my family to be here with me, for people to want to come over, for people to want to be around me. But you wouldn't see it on the cover of HGTV. Or HGTV doesn't have a cover, but you know what I mean. You wouldn't see it on the cover of Home and Garden. So I hope this is helpful for you. I hope it was helpful for you to start looking at your home in a different way, to start figuring out if the amount of mess that you have in your home is normal for you, or if you need to declutter some more to get it to a place where it's normal and feels good for you. And I hope that it took the pressure off of you in feeling like you have to have a home that looks perfect all the time, because that's just not true. Now, if this was helpful for you, come join us for the Ghost Your Clutter Challenge happening in a couple of weeks. When this podcast airs, it'll be a couple of weeks. I will put the link to join in the description. But Ghost Your Clutter is the annual 5-day decluttering event where we will actually go into more conversations about this, how to create purposeful spaces in your home, exactly how to do that, as well as 4 other days of decluttering content to help you have your first clutter-free holiday. We do this together inside of the Motherhood Simplified group. And during this time, I offer an amazing deal on my courses, Decluttering Simplified, as well as some other bonuses. So if you want 5 days of decluttering support to declutter with other moms who are just like you, to get some of my best and most supportive content to help you clear the clutter from your home, come join us for Ghost Your Clutter. We all want to see you in there. We all want to see you ghost your clutter and make your clutter wonder where the heck you went. Okay. Ghost your clutter. Don't ghost people. Come join us. We would love to have you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And if you found it helpful and you would love to have a friend join you in having your first clutter-free holiday, invite them to Ghost Your Clutter with us. Send them the link, send them this podcast, send them to the Facebook group. I would appreciate it so much. And I know they will too. I will talk to you soon.